Peter Beaumont. Insert, Peter, what's the scene?
Hello?
Peter, what's the scene?
Artillery fire and shelling of the city since 6 a.m. And it looks as though now this is probably the biggest sort the revolutionary forces have been promising since the last week or so. An awful lot of troops have gone into the city today. From where I'm standing, you can see a tall column of smoke coming from right ahead of me down by the city. There are puffs of where shells have just gone through. As we drove into Sirte this morning, there were an awful lot of ambulance cars coming out. I mean, we counted 17. They're taking very heavy casualties in this assault. And at the same time, going in the opposite direction, there are columns of the revolutionary Khatibs going in now to fight in the city. At the moment, I've got no idea how it's actually going, but this is clearly the big effort that they've all been talking about.
Are the Gaddafi forces still held up in this conference centre?
I don't know. I've no idea whether they've actually managed to take the conference centre yet, which is a couple of kilometres below from where I'm standing. But, that's pretty much all I can tell you at the moment.
How does it contrast from yesterday?
Well, yesterday there was a lot of shelling, but today there has just been shelling since the first thing this morning. I mean, it really is quite heavy artillery fire. And the firing first thing this morning was, you know, on a larger scale than I think has been used against the city so far. A lot of civilians have been leaving. I mean, I saw a few civilian cars leave yesterday. But this morning, driving in, there were an awful lot of people with their belongings and their cars leaving the city, being stopped at the checkpoints on the road to Misrata.
Any sign of NATO jets?
I didn't see a NATO jet yesterday, and I haven't seen one yet today.
Okay, well, Peter, keep us posted. We need to know a bit more.
Cheers.
Thanks.